Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, February 24th, 2014. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Pastor Mark Rice for the Mesa Baptist Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Vice Mayor Alex Fenter. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Dear Father, thank you for what is about to happen this evening. And Father, I pray that you would lead our council, our mayor, our vice mayor, that you would help them to discern not only what is good, but what is best for Mesa. I pray that throughout the evening, as they deal with various things, they would sense your wisdom and guidance. And Father, I pray that you would provide for them and encourage them, even in their personal life, with their families. Father, that you would bless them for the service they give to our city. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first item on the agenda this evening is the consent agenda, and which will be read into the record by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or a citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Arizona Museum of Natural History Foundation, one-day charitable event, Friday, March 14th, 53 North McDonald. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Leukemia Ironman fundraiser for Eric, one-day charitable event, Saturday, April 5th, 7745 East Brown Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Mesa Chamber of Commerce, three-day civic event, Friday, March 14th, Saturday, March 15th, and Sunday, March 16th, 1061 North Dobson Road. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Mesa Family YMCA, Valley of the Sun YMCA, two-day charitable event, Friday, March 28th, and Saturday, March 29th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3E, act on liquor license application for Ultimate Imaginations, one-day charitable event, Friday, April 4th, on Main Street from Robeson to Center. Item 3F, act on liquor license application for Sue Vino Winery, one-day wine festival, Saturday, March 1st, 4601 East Dolphin Avenue. Item 3G, act on liquor license application for Tombstone Wine Works, one-day wine festival, Saturday, March 1st, 4601 East Dolphin Avenue. Item 3H, act on liquor license application for the Village of Elgin Winery, one-day wine festival, Saturday, March 1st, 4601 East Dolphin Avenue. Item 3I, act on liquor license application for a Legionnaire, 6229 South Sossaman Road. Item 3J, act on liquor license application for Red Owl, 1306 West University Drive. Item 4A, act on two-year renewal of a service contract for the maintenance and repair of three production printers for the Business Services Department. Item 4B, act on one-year term contract for vector control services for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase an additional 76 handheld mobile fingerprint recognition identification devices for the Police Department. This purchase is funded by the 2013 Burn Justice Assistance Grant Program. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase one replacement genetic analyzer for the Police Department. This purchase is funded by the National Institute of Justice DNA Backlog Reduction Program and by Crime Lab Assessment Funds. Item 4E, act on five-year contract for photo safety enforcement program services for the Police Department. Item 4F, act on five-year master purchase agreement for Pierce Fire Apparatus and Repair Parts for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4G, act on three-year term contract for self-contained breathing apparatus air equipment and repair parts for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase a computer-aided dispatch system upgrade for the Police and Fire and Medical Departments. Item 4I, act on four-month extension and dollar limit increase for the term contract for heavy-duty equipment parts and supplies for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4J, act on three-year term contract for original equipment manufacturer heavy-duty equipment repair services for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4K, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for AC Delco and motorcraft vehicle parts for the Fleet Services Department. Item 4L, act on three-year term contract for utility adjustment services for the Transportation Department. Item 4M, act on three-year term contract for illuminated street name signs and maintenance services for the Transportation Department. This purchase is funded by local street sales tax and by capital improvement program projects. Item 4N, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for Class 250 gas meters for the Materials and Supply Warehouse for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4O, act on three-year term contract for radio-based endpoint encoders for the Water Resources Department. Item 5A, act on resolution approving the modified fees and charges for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 5B, act on resolution to extinguish a drainage easement located west of Mountain Road and south of Railroad within the Mountain Horizons Phase 2 development. Item 5C, act on resolution to extinguish a sewer easement located south of Railroad between Ellsworth Road and Signal Butte Road on assessor's parcel numbers 304-35-0004D and 304-34-0005D. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Maricopa County Department of Transportation for the maintenance of paint on the Broadway Road bridges of the Tempe Canal. The anticipated costs of the program are currently covered by the city's transportation operational budget. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance amending the Mesa Zoning Ordinance, Title 11 of the Mesa City Code, Chapter 41 Sign Ordinance regarding the definition of a public transportation sign, creating an exception for public transportation signs to the prohibition of off-site billboards, and creating an allowance for public transportation signs when placed in association with public transportation facilities. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-061, the 10,500 to 10,700 blocks of East Adobe Road, and the 800 to 900 blocks of North Signal Butte Road, located at northwest corner of Signal Butte Road and Adobe Road, a rezone to establish City of Mesa zoning on recently annexed property. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-062, the 10,500 to 10,700 blocks of East Adobe Road, and the 800 to 900 blocks of North Signal Butte Road, located at the northwest corner of Signal Butte Road and Adobe Road. This is a rezone to allow development of a single residence subdivision. Items 7A and 7B have been continued to the March 13, 2014 council meeting. Item 8A, act on subdivision plat Signal Butte Estates, the 10,800 to 10,900 blocks of East Broadway Road, and the 400 to 500 blocks of South Signal Butte Road, located south and east of Broadway and Signal Butte Roads. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a member of the council would like to remove from the consent agenda? We have one request from the public to remove item 6B. That's introduction of ordinance Z13-061, so that will be removed from the consent agenda. Okay. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda. Okay, we have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Second. We have a second from Councilmember Summers. Is there any discussion? Okay, please vote. All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item is item 6B, Z13-061, the 10,500 to 10,700 blocks of East Adobe Road, North Side, on the 800 to 900 blocks of North Signal Butte Road. This is the zoning for the subdivision right outside the county island that we have talked about before. We have Deborah, and I apologize, is it Kim Potick? Deborah Kim Potick, who is asked to remove this. Deborah, you want to come up and talk about why you'd like us to?
Certainly. My name is Deb Kropotic, and I live on Adobe Road. And we were here about 2 months ago, and I thank you, Mayor Smith and Councilman, for your support. I felt both heard and supported. John Wesley has been helping through the county planning to help organize a response, and thankfully we have heard from the builder for a proposed solution. We have verbal agreement on a solution, but we don't have anything in writing. And we have requested that, and once we receive that, we really believe that we can update our neighbors and gain consensus with the group. And we believe this matter can be resolved. I know that this is a preliminary, but I wanted, because I don't have anything in writing, I wanted to get it on the minutes.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Brady, this is the time to make this, because this is the introduction, which means
that's what
can make changes right now that'll then go into the final ordinance. So this is the time to bring up what you have. Ms. Lanka.
Yes, sir. Just to clarify.
Thank you, Deb. Appreciate that. Appreciate coming up. Yeah.
Just to clarify, this is only the introduction, so we'll make sure that it gets in writing prior to keeping it on the agenda for next Monday.
Okay. Well, is the applicant agreeable to put it in writing to do that? Okay. We have a nod.
A nod.
Let the record show there was a nod. Okay. All righty. So we have a nod. So what you're saying is before the final ordinance will include the requirement that there's a written agreement,
or
the written agreement will be part of the package.
An instrument that's acceptable to the surrounding neighborhoods and to the developers.
Okay. Sir. So that'll be part of the final.
Yes, sir.
Deb, that's okay?
Yes.
Okay. Any problems with that? All righty. Deb?
Thank you very much.
You okay with that?
Yes.
All righty. Entertain a motion on item 6B. We have a motion from Councilmember Rich and second from Councilmember Summers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Next item is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak for the public?
No request, Mayor.
All right. We have a motion adjourned from Councilmember Glover, second from Councilmember Luna. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.